Welcome back, listeners, to our podcast, hashtag Too True Not to Listen. I am Renee LZ Blunt, your co-host, along with your host, Stephanie Berry. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
Well, today we'd like to say thank you for joining us for episode 39, Going to Church. Before we begin our podcast, we'd like to invite the Holy Spirit to lead us through our topics. So let's pause for a moment to welcome the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So, Stephanie, let's jump into episode 39, Going to Church.
39 already. Wow.
Yes.
going to church, it seems to be a topic that's been coming up in my conversation often, not necessarily prompted by myself, but just in conversation with others, even through social media and whatnot. Going to church is pretty basic like this. You know, it's like just simply going to church no more makes me a Christian than wearing Nike shoes on my feet makes me an athlete. That's for sure. And just like claiming the head of household on my taxes doesn't make me the head of the household. Well, actually it does in this case, but there's just an example. Just going to church doesn't necessarily make you a Christian or, you know, you have a one-on-one with God. Some of the questions that I get asked and have been asked here recently, is if you're so confident and strong in your faith, then why do you have to go to church? Well, no one says that I have to go to church. I choose to go to church for a multitude of reasons, but my spirit is drawn to it in the first place. And it's a place where I find security, especially when I'm feeling weak. And if I've been traveling a lot and I haven't been to church, I do have this weakness. I do have, I feel like there's something missing from my life in those times that I'm not there. And, you know, I also get asked if I can have a relationship anywhere with God and he can meet me anywhere, why do I have to go to church? Why do I physically have to go to church? So this is a two-sided thing for me when I have conversations. It's that, one, this is a clearly comes from Satan. His job is to isolate us and draw us away from the people that are there, that are put in place to help guide us and direct us and hold us up spiritually and even physically. I mean, that is Satan's job, is to separate us from the church in any possible way that he can, whether it's through temptation or, you know, we're tired, we want to sleep in, we don't want to go. The next Sunday, we're tired, it's raining outside and this bed is so comfortable and I'll watch from TV. I'll go next week, and then next week something happens, you know, maybe you're sick, you don't have the energy to go. And then he draws that wedge further and further and further between you and those people that help connect you in all the multitude of ways that you can be connected by just going to church. And going to church, you know, it's a place for, fellowship, friendship, and support. And when we do things with other people that are in the Spirit, those friendships and believers, they tend to become family. And for me, I don't have family here where I live. So my church friends are also my spiritual family. I really reach out to them in a way that I would be specific people that I reach out, even from a mother guidance. My mom's always with me, but, sometimes she's not right here. But it's, God puts people in certain places, and that is also within the church for each one of us. And worship is a huge part. You know, worship and prayer. You can pray at home. You can worship at home. You can watch TV and watch the worship and the prayer on TV, but it just doesn't ignite your spirit like it does when you're in the presence of that worship. And, you know, that prayer that is just so real and profound that speaks to your spirit and gets deep down inside. You know, I feel like there's something intimate that happens deep in your spirit when you go to church and you worship there rather than worshiping in your car or at home or, you know, wherever you may be. And, you know, and you have that support with prayer, whatever it may be, and whatever type of prayer it is, you know, maybe it's recommitting your time, recommitting your spirit. You know, maybe it, you know, you've gotten off balance, and I have before, where I let things come between myself and the time that I allow. And, you know, I sometimes have to recommit prayer time and recommit my personal time to spending, you know, recommitting time to spend with God one-on-one. And I personally have to do that with someone else. Otherwise, it's just me kind of just saying it. You know what I mean? Like, whenever you do it in the presence of other people, it's a commitment. And, you know, when they say whenever two or more are gathered together, and, you know, church, there are definitely more than two. I know that for sure. But, you know, you just have feedback, and, you know, you get educated on the scripture in ways that we should live our lives. And, you know, it's the outline of how we should be. And when you get involved and become part of a group, you become also part of the family. Your friendships, your spiritual friendships become stronger. You find yourself being more active in your community and doing for others, which is what we're supposed to do. And you get yourself involved. And then that time becomes where your time is spent. And then when you're not there, people reach out and they check on you, you know, because like I said, Satan will use anything he can to separate us from the church. And, you know, that's several of the reasons why I think that it's so important to find a church, get involved. And if you are, you know, your church shopping or, you know, that's fine, because there's so many churches that I've seen since I've been where I'm at, and then I finally found the one that clicked with my spirit and only had to go the one time. There's been some others where I had to go once, twice, and then a third time, but it still didn't really, you know, it wasn't for me. God didn't reach out and say, okay, this is your place. But when I did go to that place, the church that I go to now, it's like as soon as I walked in the door, God said, this is where you're supposed to be. And I haven't really had any other feeling than that. And every time I go, I don't want to leave. You know, it's a place that I know that there's safety, there's support, the spirit is alive. And just certain things happen when you're in the church, in that church community, rather than just being at home watching a service on TV. Not to say that that can't reach you or touch you in certain places, but it's just different when you're involved with the church itself. So, you know, that's my 3.5 cents on it. But I think that it's so important to get involved and to stay involved and to reach out and be a part of something other than just what we have going on in our own homes.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah.
That is well said. I guess as I was listening to you reminding us the importance of going to church, the verse that came to mind for me was Hebrews 10:25, and I can kind of read the, I guess, more like maybe the King James Version or maybe the Amplified Version here. I think I'll try to simplify to make it look simple here. Basically, it's telling us to not forsaking our meeting together as believers for worship and instruction, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more faithfully as you see the day of Christ's return approaching. So
right.
It makes sense why the importance for us to gather together, to, you know, all the believers to worship and to continue to encourage one another. And it's kind of hard to do that when you're sitting on the couch by yourself and you can't really You didn't really encourage yourself to get out there, so I definitely can't really encourage someone else. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, you need that encouragement. You need to, like, come on, let's go to church, let's do this, you know. And it just obviously gives you something to look forward to, and it just kind of keeps you motivated.
Right.
Yeah,
and
so.
People that are happy to see you and care about you. And, you know, like I said, you know, Satan tries to drive that wedge. And it has happened to me in the last, I don't know, maybe 3 years, 2 years maybe. It happened to me. And there was a little space there where he got in. And when you're isolated, he uses that space to drive in negativity and insecurity and all the reasons why you shouldn't go to church. And I'm over here thinking, no, God's calling me, but I keep feeling, you know, what are they going to think of me? They're going to ask who I am, where I came from, what am I about, what do I do? What if I'm not good enough? What if I'm not pretty enough? What if I don't drive the right car? No, God doesn't care about that. And the people that truly serve him for his purpose aren't going to be that way. And I had to literally tell the devil to get out of my mind, and I already knew that God was calling me to this particular place. And when I went in, it just was very, very evident that that's where I was supposed to be. But, you know, speaking from my own experience, Satan will get into your mind and try to corrupt all the thoughts that you know that God feels about you and tell you otherwise. And isolate you is isolation is his greatest tool, because when he isolates us, he then tries to get into our mind and tell us all these things that are not true about us. You know, he tries to prey on the things that we've heard over in the past that he has already healed us from, and he tries to bring that stuff up and keep you from going to church. And so you just have to stand firm on what God says we are and rebuke Satan in every single way, in every single avenue, and just go to church. You know, if there's someone that's listening today that is in that space, I just encourage you just to get up and go. It's, you know, it's going to change your life. It's going to change your relationship with the Lord, your relationship with the people around you, the way you see things, the way you act, the way you behave, and your desires. It literally changes your life. Going to church is not just, I'm going to dress up and go to church. And if you keep going, you will change from the inside out. And, you know, so if anyone is in that space, I just encourage you just to get up and go. And if it's the place you're supposed to be, you won't walk out feeling the same way you walked in. It's not possible. It's not possible. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I just you know, encourage those that are struggling, you know, that do go to church, but you're just merely showing up. Just open up. Open up your spirit and your heart. And whatever you've got going on, just take it to the front, leave it at the altar, and let God handle it. And
yeah.
You can do that at home, yes, but it's not as powerful, and you feel like you physically left it at the altar, and you're not going to pick it up and carry it back to your seat or out the door.
Right.
Yeah. So there's power in going to church. I just encourage those. And, you know, I've had this discussion over the last 3 weeks, I guess, with three different individuals. So it's just on my heart really to discuss, you know, why do we need to go to church? There's so many reasons, so many more than what we discussed here. It's just, it's life-changing. Life-changing.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you don't have to know the Bible. You don't have to know anything.
Anything,
just
right.
Go
just
in
go.
The door. Just go in the
and
door.
Find a seat and just right.
Yes. Find a seat just right, and just listen, and your spirit will open
we'll
up.
Do the rest.
Yes, absolutely. Your spirit will do the rest.
You're absolutely right. Yes, I agree. Yes. So I hope that we are touching some listeners out there that may be in that situation or know people that are. So, yes, take it from us. We've all been there before, so you know, you're not alone and you're not an outcast, but we do encourage you to at least go. You have to make that first step, and everything else will be okay. Yeah, so don't overthink it. Don't overanalyze it, you know, and be mindful that the isolation is Satan's way of keeping you from there. So if you was wondering, if you're battling with it, well, should I or would I or what's the difference? That's Satan trying to make you second guess everything. You know, when you heard that spirit that tells you to go, that was Jesus, that was the spirit, the Holy Ghost spirit, that was all of the good things that tells you why you should be there. So that's who you should be listening to, and just recognize it. Because sometimes we you know, like I said, we overthink it. And like you said, well, what's the difference? Like you said earlier, why should I? So when you start doing that whole thing, just know that's just kind of trying to derail you and distract you. So
that's
just be mindful of that, of those
that's
series
exactly
of questions.
Because
right. there's something good there, so that's why he's trying to keep you away. So just understand that he's not doing it because because, you know, he got something better. He just knows if I get this person to church, then guess what? They are, you know, they're moving away from me, or they're, you know, they're getting closer to Jesus and things that he don't want you to do. So just understand that this is not this is just his way of saying, no, I don't want you to do that.
Right.
If I know that it's better when you go there and you won't be the same.
Right.
So.
Right. Exactly.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I guess you said that's your 3.5 cents. I guess that's my 3.5 cents. So I don't think I have anything else on that topic, but just reminding myself, you know, just like anything else, you know, just being reminded of why we should do what we're called to do and keep doing it. So
right. And let me just, you know, for those who do go to church, I just like to encourage the word of, you know, invest and invite in your friends, your coworkers, your neighbors, you know, your children's friends and their parents. Just invest and invite, because when we do that, it just builds the community. It builds the church and it builds the community and makes our support system that much more stronger.
Absolutely.
Excellent.
That's it. Okay. Well, I guess it's that time then, huh, Stephanie?
Yeah, I think we gave him a lot to think about.
Absolutely. I love that. And I love it when I give myself more things to think about. So I think we've accomplished once again.
Yes.
So, all right. Well, sounds like we've come to the end of our podcast. We definitely want to give thanks to God for allowing this awakening to take place. So please check us out on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, our TWTH app, and also on the web, www.worldthroughhemp.org. So until next time, be blessed, and most of all, be free to be who God created you to be, because we are created to be free.
That's right. And until then, lace your Nikes up and get to church, because it's too true not to listen.
Amen.